So I've always wanted to read about Abigail Adams because she was pretty politically involved. From what one of my professors used to say, she was a highly educated woman who even her husband wrote to her and asked her for advice about certain things. So she was not in the dark about her husband and his politics and things. And she was pretty pretty supportive of women's rights, obviously. I'm the type of person where I am obviously in high support of women's rights, but I would not call myself a feminist because there are some that are just way out there and they're really trying to get a foothold in society and establish women's importance in society, which to me, it's no doubt women are important, not just because they're having children and they're raising the future generation, but you know, it's great to understand the typical participation in a marriage and a union between a man and a woman. Of course, now it's between either two women and two men, whatever the circumstance. You know, women are just as important to society as men. But the way I see it is women are equal to men. They're not better than men. They're not less. And if people can't understand and respect equality for what it is, then that is, it's pretty sad in my book. I pretty much just feel that equality is the key to having that level playing field, having that mutual respect for one another, and living in a society where all are welcome and not just, you know. And that was the one thing I was reading today when I started reading Love is Eternal, you know, Mary Todd, you know, as Mary Todd was taking university courses, and the teacher that was working with her, he's, you know, on the day she graduated, "I have no parchment for you if you were born a man," you know. It's just that the fact that women weren't able to be as learned as men could be. And just looking back in that time and appreciating how far we've come now to the point where a woman is a presidential candidate. And I, even though I really don't want her in particular to run for president, it's not that I'm ever against women running for president. Not at all. I say men, women, black, white, I don't care if you're yellow or green. If you got what it takes to be president, go for it. You know, go for it. Enter yourself in the race. You know, but I don't understand what this major deal with these feminists. It seems like they're just so angry with the world. I had a professor last semester, not the one that I just finished, but the spring semester. She did a philosophy class, and because I'm going for an English major, I didn't take my counselor's advice. And some people might think I'm crazy, you know, because the counselor believes that I would be a good psychologist or counselor because I've endured so much in my life and I could help people through their depression and whatever. And he really feels I would have been a good counselor. So he was kind of trying to push me towards a psych major, and I wanted to go liberal arts. And he, you know, said, "But liberal arts is a very visual, you've got to take a lot of visual sciences and stuff." And I really wanted to be a teacher for blind children. But my main area is to advocate for Braille literacy. Only 10% of blind people in the United States alone read Braille. Braille is an essential skill, if all of you know that. I've talked about it so many times. It's a passionate subject of mine. Braille is essential. If your technology fails, what else do you have? And I remember just memories are coming back to me as I start to read this book. I remember one night I was reading that book and I fell asleep with the book on my chest. And my hand was, you know, poised on the page, and I was reading one of the lines and I had fallen asleep. my dad came in to check on us, and he found the book on my chest. And it's a pretty big Braille book, so he thought, you know, if this book's on her chest, it's very uncomfortable, it must be, to sleep with this heavy book on your chest. So he took the book off of my chest, he closed it, which that particular book did not have a bookmarker, so I couldn't mark my place. So I was like trying to find my place in the morning, which I'm sure everybody, when they fall asleep, they're trying, where'd I leave off at, blah, blah, blah. So I finally found my place in the book and resumed reading. But the funny thing is, when I woke up, assuming the book was going to be on my chest, the first thing I did, I resumed my activity when I woke up, which was I started running my hands along what I thought was the book. Now, my t-shirt that I was wearing, my nightshirt had some designs on it. And at first I was trying to read the messages, even though it was just some visual design. I was trying to read the message, which was crazy because then I woke up like maybe 10 seconds later. So I don't know if unconsciously I was just trying to, you know, get myself back into the same routine. But when I, when I fully awoke, I had to put the recorder down to check the time. When I fully awoke, I was pretty amazed that I was trying to read messages off of visual design that probably didn't mean anything. So I think about that memory, and I think about how great it was to have the physical Braille book in your hand. You don't get that these days, you know? There's so much emphasis on technology. Now, granted, I love technology. I love the fact that I could put a book on my smartphone, open an app like VoiceDream or Bard Mobile, and read on the bus. I mean, a lot of us didn't get that luxury. We didn't. And it's so beautiful to have that access, and it's wonderful. But sometimes it's great to have the physical book. So after I read Love is Eternal, I'm going to be reading Those Who Love, which is about Abigail Adams. And then I'm going to be reading in Bookshare, because Bard didn't have this. Irving Stone also put out a book called Passions of the Mind. Now, that's a biographical novel about Sigmund Freud. And I've always been interested in stuff like that. So I decided, well, I think I'm going to read Passions of the Mind as well. So I'm going to be reading those for the next coming days. And then January, since I have that month off, I'm going to go to my book club that I really love but never can be a part of because and college classes are always going on when the book club is happening. I have a creative writing course, Advanced Creative Writing, which is taking place next semester. And it goes on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 2 to 3:20. So the book club goes the first Tuesday of the month at 2 o'clock. So I am not happy that I will miss my dearly beloved book club, but I'm going to try and go visit my friends in January, and maybe I'll recommend a book by Irving Stone. He's a very good author. Love is Eternal, by the way, published in 1954, I believe. So if you are interested in biographical novels, I thought they were historical fiction, but the technical genre is biographical novel. If you're interested in that, go check them out. Well, I'm going to skedaddle. I'm going to be done with this recording so you guys can listen at your own leisure. And I will be talking to you guys very soon. Thank you so much for listening, and you have a blessed day. Bye.